There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Here we go. Welcome. It's our number one of the original recipe. Ben Maller Show podcast. We're hanging out with you. And here in hour one, recorded overnight, it is the hour of Sterling. What do you make of John Sterling's sudden retirement from Yankee radio broadcast? He goes back all the way till 1989. That's when he began as the voice of the Yankees. And is John Sterling's retirement a big deal? Also, why is it so hard to find good broadcasters these days? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more right now. Here it is. Give it up for hour number one. Turning the mic off. Welcome in the beginning of a brand spanking new edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we waddle in the mud, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and humongously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the box. What's in the box? The Magic Radio Box. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That is such a large number that Jay Scoop says they don't even count that high where he is in the Ukraine. It's that amazing. So we're hanging out. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Check it out. And our lead this hour, there's a couple directions I could have gone. Since I have editorial control at the bully pulpit here at Fox Sports Radio, I've decided that our lead's going to come from the broadcasting world. It's something I'm interested in. And I was told by a boss years ago, you know, you just got to talk about things you're interested in, and maybe other people will be interested in it too. But I think it's an interesting story, and so that's what I'm going to talk about. The Yankees played a game on Monday. Fine, whatever, random game. Yankees will be less Sterling going forward. Now, if you did not hear, and perhaps not, John Sterling, the longtime voice of the New York Yankees, has decided, I'm done. I'm retiring. It's all over. Effective immediately. Not effective at the end of the season so he can have his tuchus kissed by everyone for the rest of the year. No. He's done. Turn out the lights. The party's over. So let us discuss. Now, the question, what do you make of John Sterling and his sudden retirement from the Yankee broadcast booth. Now, I realize this is a local story in New York, but John Sterling is known across the country. So what do we make of it? I've got Yiddish, endangered species, and Big Brother. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make spaghetti and meatballs, which I think is the only thing that Lorena did not get in her dinner, was spaghetti and meatballs. All right, so the obvious reaction is like, this is abrupt, right? If it was iced tea, it would be brisk iced tea, right? I mean, what are we doing here? Although Sterling certainly has not broadcast as many Yankee games as he did in his salad days, and he's on a part-time schedule now. The Yankees have reduced role in recent years, and it's continued this season. Despite that, you just assumed he'd be doing it again. This is what you do when you're a broadcaster. It's one of those jobs you can have and as long as you want. You know, just bring it back there. Maybe you only do the home games and all that. But it's more likely than not that, based on what we have heard, this retirement did not go according to script. I didn't think John Sterling was ever going to retire. All right. And why bother starting the season? We're in mid-April. Why would you bother starting the season if you're not planning on finishing the season? So obviously, this is an unceremonious situation. But as an old Yiddish adage goes, man plans and God laughs. And so John's work, that was his life's passion. This is what he was into. As far as I know, that's all he was into. He liked watch old TV shows at night after games, but he really had no hobbies. He just loved being a broadcaster. He was into it. Now, he did do an interview with The Fan in New York, and on WFN he said the decision wasn't hard at all, he said. Well, being his normal jolly self, he said it was something that I've wanted for a long time, which nobody I know believes. Clearly something went haywire. I reached out to several people to try to figure out what was going on here, and the one thing that I got from the multiple people that I reached out to via text was that Sterling, in a broadcast, I think it was last week, completely botched a couple of calls, and that could have been the sign from the heavens that it was time to stop, and that inspired the hasty retreat. Now, whether that's true or not, that's speculation, but we are in the speculation business. We are in the speculation business. Now, we're told essentially he had marbles in his mouth, you know, marbles mouth, which you don't want when you're a broadcaster. It's a bad problem. And so either way, this is the end of a run that spanned multiple generations. John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees, from Don Mattingly and Steve Bye-Bye Balboni to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And it covered the entire run of Bernie Williams and Paul O'Neill and players like that back when the Yankees had their last run of success, of continued success, years and years ago. And so it's all over there. Sterling had another career prior to getting with the Yankees. He was a broadcaster for Turner in Atlanta. He called the Atlanta Hawks games, among other assignments, before he became the voice of the Yankees. But he took over as the voice of the Yankees in 1989. 1989 was when John Sterling started as the voice of the Yankees. He would go on to call over 5,400 games in the regular season, 200-plus postseason games, and this is 36th season. But he's done. They're going to have a little ceremony this weekend, and that's it. Na 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 la la la, hey, goodbye. So is John Sterling's retirement a big deal? It's big enough I'm talking about it. Now, a lot of people will dismiss this. You know the crowd that hates old people. Oh, I don't like, he's too old. He's an old fogey. But I don't hate old people. I like to learn from old people. And I hope to be an old person. Maybe I already am. So I don't have that vitriol to people that are older. And I'm pretty fortunate, not to go full Pat O'Brien here and drop a bunch of names, but I got to meet a lot of the people that I wanted to meet when I got into the radio business, because I was a radio nerd growing up. And so when I was a kid, these old-time broadcasters like Harry Callis for the Phillies and Harry Carey for the Cubs, these bigger-than-life people, Ernie Harwell with the Tigers, I had a chance to run across all of those guys, all those cats over the years. And so it was pretty cool, right? It's pretty cool. And John Sterling was someone on that And listen, the 85 is going to be 86 this year. And he had worked with Susan Waldman, Georgie's girl, for all these years. And fine, good. You know, 85 and all that. But it is a big deal because broadcasters, the style of John Sterling, for better or worse, are an endangered species. So you have to appreciate and enjoy the art of the broadcast of a guy like John Sterling, because it truly is the last of the Mohicans, right? And he has been over the top on Yankee home run calls for so long, right? Putting on a show. In fact, do we have some of these home run calls? Do we have any of these home run calls we can play? Just a little taste of John Sterling at his peak. See if we can find one here. We're putting people on the spot.
The Grandy Man Can.
Yeah!
The Grandy Man Can.
Oh, that's a great one. The Grandy Man Can. Oh, yeah. Now, there used to be a guy, a legend here at Fox Sports Radio named Frank Pollock. And Frank was my engineer for a couple of years, me and Frank. Frank was a legend here, right? Frank was an absolute legend. He was a Laker engineer with Chick Hearn, the iconic Chick Hearn. So if you're like a broadcasting nerd, it's a big deal. And so Frank was a guy that I worked with. I love Frank. And if we would do the Yankee rundown when the Yankees would hit up, and back in the day where there were dynasty, and in the end of the dynasty, and then we'd play these different home run calls. Here's another example.
Game over. Yeah. Yankees win. No!
Oh!
Yankees!
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Now, listen, full disclosure, truth in broadcasting, whatever you want to call it, I casually know John Sterling. Now, if you told John Sterling who's Ben Maller, he would have no idea who I am. But I've met him. Our paths have crossed several times. I have his phone number. I've had him on my podcast a couple of times over the years. And he's always been very generous with his time. And whenever I've called him, and I've called him at really odd hours working the overnight shift here, the graveyard shift, and he's always answered the phone. And he's got that that stoic voice, how can I help you? That kind of, and I didn't do it justice. But he's never turned me down. And we actually had him on the Fifth Hour podcast. It seems like it was last year or 2 years ago. But it was within the last couple of years. And I remember the life lesson he gave me on that podcast. We were talking about the broadcasting business. And I think I had to do a commercial or something like that. It came up in conversation. I forget exactly the context, but he said the most important thing is to sell the soap. Right? Of all this crap that you do, all the home run calls and all the nonsense, you got to sell the soap. That was his line, his little pearl of wisdom that I appreciated. He's not dead. It sounds like a eulogy. He's not dead. He's just not calling Yankee games anymore. So the other thing, and we'll close it out on this note. All right, the last word on this John Sterling heavy Maller monologue. Why is it so hard to find a good sportscaster? Maybe I'm the guy screaming at the clouds, but like a lot of the younger crowd, I think, are terrible. And I end up turning the sound down a lot when I'm watching games on TV. I watch a game or two every night, and I usually have the sound down because I think they're horrific. But my theory on why it is so hard to find someone who stands out is because of the corporate nature of the industrial complex of professional sports. It's the world we live in now, right? John Sterling started when you had first-generation mom-and-pop sports ownership. Ted Turner owned the Atlanta Braves, and John Sterling did some stuff with the Braves. He owned the Atlanta Hawks. George Steinbrenner. Now, I know the Steinbrenner family still owns the Yankees, but it's not the same. Right? It's not the same. It's old family money. That first generation's where you got to get in there. And so it's a different time. You cannot get that kind of broadcaster today. It's almost impossible. Now, there might be that rare exception to the rule, but it's because Big Brother wants vanilla. They want humdrum. They want safe. Don't stand out from the crowd. Don't rock the boat. Don't offend anyone. 50 Shades of Gray, no neon yellow, no neon green, none of that. And so I appreciate what John Sterling did. He made it all about him as the voice of the Yankees, and he understood what I believe is the most important thing. I get asked from time to time by people, well, what's the key to doing broadcasting? And what I've always fought doing sports radio when I started, it's not so much now anymore, but when I started, it was always, you got to give the stats. It's all about the information. And I've always fought that. I've always said, no, it's about the entertainment, right? We're just using sports to entertain. So that's what the most important thing is. And John Sterling got that, right? He got that. And he also benefited from the fact that the Yankees had amazing teams for a good chunk of his run. Not in the early 90s when Stump Merrill was around and all that. But later on, in the mid-90s and so, they became this great juggernaut. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you want to comment on any of that, you can join us as the lines open up. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. Also available on X at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, that's at Ben Maller. We went heavy on John Sterling, but obviously other things are up in the air. It's the NBA playoffs start on, this is our Tuesday show, so they start on Tuesday, later today. It's still that weird time. But that's that Fugazi play-in, I don't even know what the hell, I think it's called a play-in tournament. That'll begin. And boy, that'll be so exciting. I'll be watching with seven other people. I'll be one of the people watching. I'll be checking that out, and it'll be absolutely amazing. So, is it hot merchandise or is it not hot merchandise? We'll get to that, and we'll take your calls. We'll do it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results and tire ratings and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
I'll put my stick right in your mouth.
If I have to, I will. I don't want to, but if I have to, I will. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios with a camera in between us so we can't really see each other, it's Ben Maller.
Now that camera is positioned and Big Brother is watching, Eddie, that there are the Fox Sports Radio Department of Tech or whatever it's called. I don't know, what is it called? I don't know. But they actually they record these monologues remotely.
That's fine, but does it have to be directly between you and me where it's like right at your head?
Well, Eddie, as you know, we worked together for a long time and never saw each other.
I know, but
can you not make eye contact with him?
No, well, if
I don't want to make eye contact with him.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't want that. I don't like your eyes.
You're such a liar.
Your eyes are ugly.
No, they're not. They're beautiful.
They're disgusting eyes.
I mean, we have to go like this with our heads and bob and weave if we want to see each other's faces.
I look right at that camera, Eddie.
That camera has to be right there. It can't be anywhere else.
I didn't put the camera there. I don't know who put the camera there.
I smell conspiracy.
You think they're trying to hold the man down? That's what they're trying to do?
Yes.
Eddie?
I mean, that's the only spot it has to be to block our vision of each other.
Yeah. All right. We start, whatever, who cares? If you want to move it, move it. There'll be people complaining, and I don't want to deal with it. I'll just say you did it, okay?
And I'll just say you did it.
Well, no, I'm going to. It's on the air. You did it. I don't have a problem.
You did it.
I'm fine. I like that. I have to move my head over here to see Eddie. And I'm looking at Eddie right. I can see Eddie. See, but if I'm on the mic where you're supposed to be, I cannot see Eddie.
It is literally in the perfect place to block each other.
I'm over here, yeah. Eddie. I can see you.
I know.
Over
hello.
Here.
I see you too.
I see you right, but not here where I need to be.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Who goofed? I've got to know. Late
it's
night.
Not funny, Larry.
Yes. Late
I
night.
I can't help but giggle.
I come down. A late night drug tester writes and says the real reason John Sterling retired abruptly is because. He became the new radio voice of the Salt Lake City NHL team before Eddie throws his name in for the job. Eddie, if you were offered the play-by-play job of the Salt Lake NHL team, are you packing the family station wagon to Salt Lake City, yes or no?
Well, as with all things, it depends on what they're going to pay me.
Let's say they pay you a little more than you're making right now, but it's cheaper to live in Salt Lake.
A little more?
Oh, you need a lot more.
Yeah.
All right. A lot more. But you'd be willing to go.
As you know, we all have our price.
Oh, we have a story about that later.
Good.
A person from golf that has apparently found his price point. Ferg Dog writes in, says, you're right about the new crop of broadcasters not being very good. I caught a bit of the Dodger game, and he says whoever they had filling in for Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser sucked. Okay, I don't know who was doing the game. I have no idea. I didn't watch. I was listening to the radio. I was driving in listening to the radio. And they had the great Rick Monday was on Dodger radio. And then they had the guy that used to do the Red Sox games. What's that guy's name?
Oh, he did the Pirates, too. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Tim Never.
Yeah, Tim Never.
Never heard of him.
He was on the play-by-play. Midnight Walker.
Sorry, Tim, if you're listening.
Big fan of his work. Midnight Walker. He hates you also. Midnight Walker writes in, says, a day we knew was coming. But it's still hard to take. John Sterling has been the voice of the Yankees for most of my life, and he's been so great. I love his home run calls. He's one of a kind. Today is a sad day for me. Thank you, John Sterling, from the Midnight Walker in Syracuse. Let's go to the phones. A man cashing a golden ticket. We say hello to Poppy.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
San Diego.
Wow, you're going to lead the show off with that?
Well, he's got a golden ticket, Eddie. You're supposed to start the show with the golden ticket. There's only one golden ticket on my board, and so that's Poppy. And now he's got that arrogant laugh, though. That's annoying.
I heard it. Yeah, I heard it.
That's already, you're already annoying me, Poppy, and you haven't officially been put on the air.
From San Diego, the defending, raging champion of the world.
of the world.
Speaking with Poppy.
All right, Poppy, you got some good drugs tonight. That's good. Yes.
Thanks for that lovely introduction, guys. Hey, I wanted to say, I appreciate my golden ticket. Everyone voting for me. Worst color in of the year. The champion is here. And I wanted to say about the BMF, UFC fight, just engaging with Mac Holloway. He knocked him out, incredible knockout by the champion. And he's a Hawaiian island. I'm an island boy. Shout out for everyone listening from the Hawaiian Islands. And I appreciate
what?
You guys. If you guys haven't listened on the fifth hour,
when did Poppy come from Hawaii?
Yeah, Poppy, when did you come from Hawaii, Poppy?
Oh, well, you know what? It was just a great fight of UFC Max Holloway. You got to
answer the question.
So the answer is no.
You got to give a shout out to everyone in Hawaii. But shout out, if you guys haven't listened to the podcast on Ben Maller on Sunday for Danny G. Thanks for the shout out. I know you guys want those picks. I'm going to give you winning picks for picking with Poppy. Only here with Ben Maller on these picks. Tomorrow, the NBA, the play-in tournament.
All right, good. Give me the pick. Who you got? Wait, hold on. Let me check the point spread. Yeah. Hold on. You're going to get shenanigans with the point spread. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, what do we got? We got, let's see here.
Double the Lakers and the Pelicans, the first game, yeah.
Lakers, Pelicans. Lakers are a one-point road favorite.
Okay. When I saw the line, the Lakers were minus one-point favorite. And now
please pick the Lakers. Pick the Lakers.
I'll tell you who I'm liking. Conspiracy theory with all of this. We know what the NBA wants.
Just give the pick.
And I'm going with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Thank God. All right.
That's what the Lakers like.
Go Pelicans.
I heard the Lakers are going to lose on purpose.
Oh, is that? Oh yeah, I saw it because they don't want to play the Nuggets.
Yeah.
They're afraid of the Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, the Nuggets will beat them. Warriors, Kings, who you got? Warriors, Kings. Warriors, a 3.5-point road favorite in Sacktown.
And I'll tell you who I'm liking in this. My favorite ref and the NBA, if Scott Foster's there, we're going to go with the Sacramento Kings. I have a feeling Scott Foster's going to be there. Plus money, take the plus 135 in the Sacramento Kings.
If the Warriors losing. All right. Can I hang up on you now, Poppy? I feel like I need to hang up on you.
And we're going to – I was going to tell you one more thing, Ben Ballard.
Oh, that never goes well.
Well,
I heard you're big, Poppy. I heard you're big on TikTok now. Is that true?
Well, hey, I'll let everyone the judge to be for that. I can't be as big as Ben Maller, my mentor. So you're the number.
Well, I'm physically bigger. Yes, I hear you. But I'm not on TikTok, so I don't. I'm not in that world. I'm not in that space. TikTok.
True, so, but I was gonna tell you, Ben.
Too old for that. What?
The best for that. I know on the podcast you were saying with Danny G, you don't like this mentor song of the master.
Wow, your phone break. Well, I don't even know what you were saying. You were mumbling. What was he saying? I don't even. I said something on the pod. What did I say?
Yeah, what were you saying on the podcast that you don't like listening yourself when you air?
Oh, no, I do not like listening to myself. Nope.
But I'll give you an advice, Ben Maller.
The only people that like listening. Let me tell you something. I've been in radio my entire adult life. The only people that like listening to themselves are a-holes. That's it.
Okay, Ben Maller.
What?
And I was going to tell you, since you don't like that, me and you are going to make a dream team. I know you got a pitch going on. You got to have me on a TV show.
Okay, all right. I don't know what's going on with the TV show. I haven't heard. I don't know. I'll let you know, Poppy. All right, thank you. All right, go away. All right, I'm hanging up on you. Finally, thank God. Make it end. All right, so this is a WNBA draft. You covering that, Eddie? Are you doing the WNBA draft in the newsroom?
I did mention that Caitlin Clark was the first pick.
Yeah, so Caitlin Clark.
Big shock.
Congratulations. I did not watch a second of this, but
I had to because the Kings Wild game was on after it was over.
Oh, I got you. All right, so
for a while.
Anyway, the people are freaking out. Can you believe Caitlin Clark's WNBA jersey sold out an hour after getting drafted by the team in India? What are they called? The Fever. The Fever?
I got a fever.
Oh. Well, this should be a drop. We don't do drops anymore. But, yeah, there was breathless reporting, Eddie, that all the jerseys. Now, is that Fanatics?
How many were for sale?
Seven. They sold all seven jerseys of Caitlin Clark, and they sold them in an hour.
But everything's Fanatics these days. What are you talking about?
I know. They own the world.
Yeah.
It's their world.
And they're all pretty crappy.
Wouldn't that be bad planning, Eddie? Wouldn't you think that because of her popularity at Iowa that the bandwagoner crowd would want to buy Caitlin Clark's jersey? And
well,
that
perhaps, Ben, and you know, shame on me for thinking like this, but maybe they wanted the story of having the jerseys all sold out. And so
You're going conspiracy guy now. I like that. I'm growing on you, Eddie. You're going conspiracy guy.
Like a mold, yeah.
I covered the only WNBA draft, the dispersal draft, when they started the league. So I don't need to go to any of these WNBA drafts. I was there when the L.A. Sparks took Lisa Leslie, and she had more money than me at that time, and she still has more money than me. Good for her. Anyway, we will press on here, and Porky Pig is smiling. We'll explain what that's about. We'll take some more of these riveting phone calls. But right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. A man who I cannot see, even though I am in the same effing studio and I'm burning fossil fuels coming in here.
I mean, same building. That's kind of a different studio, though.
What are you talking about?
You said we're in the same studio. We're not really in the same studio.
I can break that glass.
Kind of sequential. Well, let's see you do it.
You pay for it, and I'll do it.
How about that? It's a deal.
Okay. I'm going to break it. I'm breaking the glass. Here we go.
It would have been funny if you really would have broke that. You would have knocked it out. You tried to do a hockey check into the boards. The glass is still standing. Not surprising.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Back to news involving the teams and the old play in there. The Lakers are listing Anthony Davis as questionable with back spasms.
Oh, my aching back.
For the play-in
my
game
neck, my
against
back,
New Orleans.
My neck and my back.
Oh, my neck. My back. My neck and my back.
That was Anthony Davis.
That is Anthony Davis right there. But I'll feel better if you pay me, you know, $10 million. I'll feel better. Actually, it's probably $50 million now. The price has gone up. It's inflation, Eddie.
This is all part of the conspiracy of the Lakers losing that game so they can...
Do you think the Queen knows what movie that is? You think she's familiar with that movie?
I don't know. It's a good
question.
She's
probably too young for that.
Well, it could be, yeah.
I'm going to say yes, you're right. Probably too young for that.
Just go with the young card.
Yeah,
just
honestly, card. Most of the movies my friends hope I've watched, I haven't anyways. Unless it's Disney.
Well, this is a classic movie that was filmed in Los Angeles.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
It's about a day of the week. You want to... No?
Wednesday?
That would be...
Well, that was close, I guess. It was a day of the week.
Yeah, that would be an adult movie Wednesday, but yeah. No, yeah, Friday.
Did you ever see Friday?
No.
Yeah, I did see Friday.
You did? Well, that was one of the great scenes in the liquor store.
Okay, so, yeah.
The guy feigned an injury so he could get some money. It's a great comedic moment. So, anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. Are you done, Eddie? That's it?
Yeah.
Dad Gummit writes and he says, the FCC is installed by your girl. I promise her I will no longer use filthy language because I respect her. No chance. Dadgummit, you have been a truck driver your entire life. You only speak with profanity. That is it. You cannot stop. Let's see here. Yefimi says, I am a rudderless ship without mouth. I'm here. What's wrong with you? Man. Who else do we have? Let's see, page down. We'll skip over that one. I can't read that. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, says, thank you, Poppy, for picking Sacramento. It's a tremendous job by him, the power of Poppy. Let's see here, and we'll skip over. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Herb. Herb is on Long Island. We'll see if this is legit or not. Hello, Herb!
He's on the subway.
Oh, hold on. See, I punched the wrong. See, I hit line two, but it's line three. Line two hasn't been screened yet. Hello, Herb. What's going on, Herb?
Hey Ben.
Welcome.
I heard you talk about John Sterling. I heard him start with the Nets and the Islanders when the Nets were in Long Island. And he had a talk radio show on WMCA radio. He's an acquired taste.
That sounds like you don't like him. That sounds like, Herb, you do not enjoy the work of John Sterling.
He was over the top with the Islanders, and he was very opinionated on the talk show, and then he sometimes works on the Fan.
You're telling me it's a bad thing if a talk show host is opinionated. That's a bad thing.
I didn't say that. I just said that.
Kind of, it kind of sounded like it, though, Herb.
He just had his opinion, and I grew up listening to Marv Albert, and, I just enjoyed. But I'd listen to John. He's just an acquired taste, and he was just a bit over the top.
All right,
okay.
Herb, fair
that's
enough.
That's just my opinion.
I got you. No, that's fine. Listen, there's a lot of people that don't like that stuff. I got a kick out of John Sterling. I thought he was entertaining.
Well, he's fun when he makes a mistake, like when he says there's a home run ball and then it's caught.
Well, but you know, Herb, that in life in general, anytime someone makes a mistake, it's entertaining because it's called Schadenfreude. We can all take joy out of other people's misery.
Right. So. I'm not a Yankee fan, so.
I got you. All right, Herb. Very good.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
right,
that. There's Herb
now.
Out on Long Island there. He's going old school. John Sterling. I saw Sterling call a game at Dodger Stadium, and he did call it off the TV. He was watching the TV. He did not call. He was not looking down, which is fine. I mean, he's old. Bad eyes, you know, all that. Let's say hello to Texas Jack. Hello, Texas Jack.
How you doing, Ben?
If I was any better, I'd be sleeping, but I'm not. I'm here talking, so yes. What's up?
All right. Well, with John Sterling, you said a lot of nice things about him, and you did him justice. But every time you played a clip of his calls, you talked over it.
Oh. Well, it's a talk show. I was talking. Yeah. You want to hear more? We got more if you want. You want to hear some?
In a second. First, I want to let you know that your Clippers are going down.
Oh, listen, all Luka does is lose to the Clippers in the playoffs, right? He's haunted by the Clipper ship. He goes to bed at night, and the Clipper ship runs over Luka, okay? Right now, he's planning his vacation when the Clippers eliminate the Mavericks from the postseason.
Oh, You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not out of my mind. Kawhi Leonard,
he took on the cancer of Harden.
What are you talking about?
He took on the cancer of Harden. And now you're
They got the Westbrook. Not Westbrick. Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah.
My guy. Always been a big fan of his.
On that team that guarantees losses.
All right. Well, you bet all your money. Bet your mortgage, Texas Jack, on the Mavericks.
Oh, my house is on the line already.
Okay. Well, there you go. And I know a good homeless shelter in Miami where Weedman used to live.
Ben's also going to bet his house on the Clippers.
My house worth like $10. I can't. You know.
Is he out of jail yet?
I don't think he is. That's a good question. We've not heard an update. We have our correspondent who checks the prison records there in Miami, Matt, the Warrior Raider fan. As far as I know, he is still incarcerated. This is like two months of weed man in jail. They're killing our show, Texas Jack.
Yeah, it's terrible, terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. We've got to contact the district attorney's office there in Miami and get Weed Man freed. All right, let's give it a little taste of John. Be quiet, Jack. We're going to play some John Sterling, all right? Play the bay. Here we go.
And the pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimenticar. That ball should travel far. Giancarlo, he hits a grand slam deep in the left field seats. And the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
How could that guy Herb not appreciate that? That's beautiful singing by this man. You know what I feel bad for? There's a John Sterling X account, John Sterling Calls or whatever on X, that would just play John Sterling home run calls. I guess they're out of business now. They're done. That's it. Are you happy, Jack? Are you okay, Jack?
Yes, I'm Jack. Much happy. I'll tell you one thing. I hate the Yankees, but I liked it when he called the game.
See, you like the showmanship, right? You probably enjoyed remember you're old. You remember Craig Sager was a sideline reporter, used to just like a clown at the NBA games. But he was entertaining, right? It's entertainment. He was entertaining.
No,
I'm going to hang up on you. And don't listen. I want to talk to you after the Mavericks lose to the Clippers, so we won't talk for a while, Jack.
I'll call you.
No, you won't. Everyone says they're going to call. You never call. You're all frauds. The only way you'll call is if the Mavericks win. We know that's not going to happen. So, okay?
Oh, it's happening, my friend.
No, it's not. I've already seen the script. It's not happening.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. There's my buddy, Texas Jack. So somewhere Porky Pig has a big smile on his face, because I came in here and I walked into the studio and there was a spread of food. It looked, I'm not exaggerating, it looked like a Major League Baseball clubhouse spread after like a game at Dodger Stadium when the players come in to get their dinner. It's insane. And this spread was made possible, not by Porky Pig, not by Joey Chestnut. The queen of chowing down, of gluttony. That's an amazing situation here, Lorena. What are you having for dinner? And I think you had everything on the menu. I'm not mocking you because you're rail thin, but that is an amazing thing.
It was a complete accident, Ben.
Yeah, what happened?
Postmates messed up.
So you ordered dinner.
I ordered a ahi seared tuna salad from BJ's and a thing of sliders.
Okay, solid. I don't know about the ahi tuna thing.
My bag should have been this big, like tiny, right?
Okay, yeah.
I go to the door. There's a 20-pound bag at the door. It is a family pack of ribs, four baked potatoes.
All right, time out. Uh-huh. So at that point, did you say, okay, that's probably not my order?
I said, this is definitely not my order.
And what did the person for Postmates say?
They don't do anything.
You didn't stop them before they gave you. So they dropped the food off. Is that what?
And then we called our Postmates guy. They didn't answer.
Well, once you've taken the food, you've sullied the food. You can't give the food back, mm-hmm. right? You've worked in the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's not allowed.
So instead we ordered Chick-fil-A because it wasn't what we wanted, and then we brought the leftovers here.
There's a lot of ribs. There's
baked potato.
Like
I have steamed broccoli.
You have not one baked potato. I have like four or five baked potatoes.
Of them, yes.
Four baked potatoes. What else do we have?
Four quarter racks of ribs. Two whole things of chicken.
Coop's so excited. This is the greatest mistake of all time. Coop is so happy. All right, we'll talk more about that as we.
It's
forward.
Delicious, by the way.
I'm fasting.
So, I know. Really good.
You can smell it.
I know. It looks. It looks wonderful.
What a wonderful mistake. That never happens to me.
Yeah, doesn't mean
I was shocked.
All right, time now for the Who Am I game. It was Jackie Robinson Day on Monday. There are three players in baseball history that have had their number retired by at least three teams. They are Jackie Robinson, Nolan Ryan, and me. Again, three players in baseball history have had their number retired by at least three teams. They are Jackie Robinson by every team, Nolan Ryan, and me. Who am I? The answer. Next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game in honor of Jackie Robinson Day, which is on Monday. Three players in baseball history have had their numbers retired by at least three teams. They are Jackie Robinson, obviously, Nolan Ryan, and me. Who am I? That is the question. What Who? Is the answer?
Who?
And you're on the edge of your seat trying to figure out who it is. Art Puffin writes in. You know it's big if Art Puffin's writing in. He says, Gene Hermansky is the correct answer. Tax Clevenger from Maller Prop Guy. Mike Aldretti of the 1980s San Francisco Giants from Mr. Nice Guy. Shelley Duvall from Ferg Dog. That's his answer, who then takes a shot at Eddie. Who else do we have? Page down. Hedo Turkoglu from the Cowboy Killer. Great baseball player in his day. Late Night Drug Tester says, in honor of Lab Professionals Week, you are Walter White. That is the correct answer. Weed Man Hippie, guessed by Freddie. Kevin Moss, Yankee legend from Bay City Tony. Who else do we have? Page down. B.J. Surhoff from Fields of Green. G-Mange in Chicago got it right. So did Pauly D. Bad job by you guys. Stevie Meatballs in Florida going with the iconic. I think she played for the, what team was it? She played for the Red Sox. Lorena Bobbitt there from Stevie Meatballs. Who else do we have? Gene Deckerhoff. Fire the Cannons from Sean in Portland. Greg Clownsell from King Rory. Juan Samuel, guessed by Double O Mexican. In San Diego, I-40 Ian says the greatest broadcaster in New York baseball history is actually Ralph Kiner, who once said, it's Father's Day today. To all the fathers out there, happy birthday. Yeah, there's some great Ralph Kiner stories all the time. Kiner's Corner that he used to do on, I think it was Sundays. Legendary. Milkman Mike in Colorado says long ball Larry Walker is the answer. Lorraine, guessed by Kathy in Madison. Gary Gaetti from Rob in Minnesota. Bobby Ryan of the Senators, guessed by Shane of Des Moines. Padre Hall of Famer Dave Winfield, guessed by the Diamond Man. Eddie, what say you, Eddie?
I think I know the answer. I believe it is Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson, a man who had season tickets to the Lakers until his last breath on this earth. It is Frank Robinson. Who retired by the Orioles. Where's the favorite? Orioles, Reds,
right,
Indians. He got it right. Yeah. She's shocked. But, she was,
no
she was
way.
Eating she was eating ribs, actually. But she had the ribs out. That was the problem. So that was
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.